the University of Texas at Austin's community-based learning podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by UT's Division of Diversity and Community Engagement. We are your alternating co-hosts, Brianna Davis Johnson
and Lakia Omega.
We're both PhD candidates at UT's College of Education, and we promote community-based learning through our work at the Center for Community Engagement.
In this space, we share stories and best practices from UT instructors who connect on-campus learning and research with real-world community projects. Hi, everyone. I'm Lakia, and today's conversation is with Dean Kathy Huff from the Steve Hicks School of Social Work here at UT. Dean Huff is the Assistant Dean for Undergraduate Programs, where she manages the Bachelor of Social Work program and serves as a Clinical Associate Professor. We're glad to have you with us today, Dean Huff.
Thank you so much.
All right, so we're going to start. Could you tell us about one of your most recent service learning courses that you really enjoy teaching, and just fill us in?
Okay. So this semester, I am teaching Introduction to Social Work, which is also called Social Work 310. And it has a service learning component. It's an interesting class because it is a little larger than our usual social work classes. So I have 60 students in that class. The majority of the class are not social work majors. So they're undergraduates who are interested in social work for a variety of reasons, interested in learning about the value system of social work. But they're not necessarily going to end up becoming social work practitioners. And I require 30 hours of service learning for this class. And so the purpose of that is for people who are interested in social work to really get to know the community, mm-hmm. And what's happening in the community in the nonprofit world, and what it's like to be working with people, especially people from backgrounds different than their backgrounds. Yeah. And so that's kind of our thinking behind requiring that 30 hours of service learning.
I think that's awesome that you challenge them to have those interactions with people who are very different than them. I wonder, how do you acquire those community partners with the students for your course, and thinking about, like, how do you maintain those relationships?
So we have about 50 agencies that we work with on a fairly regular basis for service learning. And we have tried to think about what kind of experience the students want. And then also what's accessible to students. So we have a fair number of agencies that are fairly close to UT that we work with, where students may not have to have a car to get to them, then we have agencies that are a little bit further away. We also think about types of agencies that students really want. Healthcare agencies are a priority for students right now, and we also have a fair number of students who are really interested in using language skills that they might have in Spanish or another language. Nice. Within their placement. So typically our students are looking for a place that's going to inform whatever they want to do with their undergraduate work. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is pre-med, they might be interested in healthcare, for instance, or someone might be interested in working with people who are homeless. Mm-hmm. And then we're very much looking for agencies that serve diverse people, diverse experience, diversity in terms of ethnicity, mm-hmm. and race. And then also diversity of need. Hmm. So I always tell students, we're looking to get you outside of your comfort zone. So whatever you grew up with, whatever you're used to, we want you to do something different than that.
That's so powerful. That's powerful. And so do you maintain these relationships with the organizations and the community partners across time in terms of maintaining them?
Yes. So we do a couple things to maintain relationships. We have information and a guide kind of for the agencies we work with. We track agencies using GivePulse, and so students can search at least once a year. We reach out to every agency to make sure that they're still interested in our students working with them, and we update agency information so that we have good contact information for students. And then just this last year, we launched what will become an annual training for our service learning agencies. focusing on issues that might be important to them. And so we try to stay in contact with them and kind of let them know what our expectations are and answer questions. You know, make sure that they get the information they need to best be able to give our students a good educational experience, mm-hmm. but then we're also helping them meet a need in the community.
That's beautiful, which leads me to my next question. Thank you. So how do you make sure that that these relationships that you develop with community partners are mutually beneficial for the community organization as well as the students? And I know you touched on that just now.
Yeah, it's got to be mutually beneficial. So we don't want to send out students to an agency where an agency feels like, oh, this is so much work. So that we want, and we tell students, we expect you to be making a contribution. That's one of the purposes of you participating in service learning, that you have this civic engagement experience where you're giving back to the community. So we want that to be happening. And then we also have expectations that the agencies are recognizing that our students are learners, that they're just getting to know the community, that they're doing things like a brief orientation and telling students what they expect them to be doing, and making sure they take into consideration that the students are learners. So we try to find a balance between those two things so that everybody's getting what they need out of it.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like there's a lot of intentionality around that. And I can imagine there are probably some challenges that come up as well. Could you speak to maybe an example of a challenge that you experienced in teaching the courses, or just, you know, in these building these partnerships in a way that you've overcome it?
Yeah, so I think there's been a variety of challenges. One of our biggest challenges is that we're trying to do, trying to strike the balance between, you know, not having a whole lot of time and resources to implement a program like this. So trying to figure out just what we need to do to make sure that both students and agencies get the support they need. We realized fairly early on that students, especially students who are just starting at UT and just have moved to Austin, weren't entirely comfortable with the idea of reaching out to an agency to ask about service learning. Students also weren't quite clear around the expectations for service learning, and so we did a lot of work around that in terms of defining parameters, and then also having students practice a little bit before they contact an agency. So what's it like to write a professional email? What's it like to call somebody about a job? Because that's essentially what they're doing. Yeah. And so we created an orientation for students that we now have videoed, and every student entering service learning, we usually have 6 to 7 classes a semester that require service learning. So every student sees that same video. Okay. And then for agencies, as far as barriers, kind of the same kind of thing, of expectations not being entirely clear, especially what we were looking for in terms of the experience. So our experience requires that our students work with humans in some form. And so that means that a student shouldn't just be filing or making meals, although both of those things may be included, that we want it to be an experience where they're interacting and forming relationships with other people. So setting that up was very important.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And so if there was an instructor listening right now who may not be in a service-oriented field like service work, what insight would you share for like why they should consider teaching or conducting research within a community-based approach?
Yeah, I think my biggest piece of advice, it doesn't have to be a whole program like we have. If you have some natural relationships with people in the community, in whatever area it is, reaching out to those folks to find out how a student could potentially work with them. And if you can build that into an assignment, even a fairly simple assignment, it really impacts students and their learning. We hear about service learning more than any other experience our students have until they complete a full internship. And so it can really be life-changing for students, even if it's a small part of a class. And building in reflection is vital. And once again, it doesn't have to be huge. You can start out really small with relationships with one or two agencies, and then build over time, if you want to, or keep it small. You know, it can be one experience in the community over the entire semester. Also, don't underestimate how much virtual communication can contribute to students being able to communicate and work with a community agency. We've done that in some other classes and have had really good luck with students communicating and working on projects in the community.
Could you give an example of that?
Yeah, so for instance, we have a class, I've taught a class that teaches students how to work with organizations and communities as a social worker. And so we had five different community agencies in the class that I taught who had a project they really needed to work on. One was a literature review, kind of looking at best practices for the clients they served. And our students, we split them up into small groups and had them work with these agencies on whatever need they had. So developing outreach materials, the literature review, designing an evaluation project. Mm-hmm. So things that a community agency really needed, and we wanted the students to learn how to do those things, but most importantly, how to work within an agency and impact change in some way. So sometimes we're able to do things that are somewhat creative, so that students have an experience that is intentional outside the classroom.
That's really, again, really, really powerful. I keep saying that, but I think it's extremely powerful and just really practical too. Yeah. Dean Huff, how can listeners connect with you to learn more about your work?
It's really easy to find me at the Steve Hicks School of Social Work website. I'm on there listed as a faculty member. And please reach out. My email is cossyhoug@austin.utexas.edu. I'm happy to talk about service learning or anything about our undergraduate curriculum.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us and for your time here on The Bridge, Dean Huff.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Bridge podcast, produced by the Center for Community Engagement under the Division of Diversity and Community Engagement at UT Austin.
Stay connected with us at utcce.org/podcast, where you'll find more community-based learning resources. See you next time.